today in Alaska history. A fire wiped out much of the business district in Valdez. That was on this day in 1917. Coming up, we'll find out some of the news that made headlines in other Southeast communities in 2012. Forecast for the capital city calls for some patchy fog and some rain this morning. A chance of rain this afternoon. High today about 37 degrees. Low tonight about 28. Observers aboard two aircraft that flew over an oil drilling ship that went aground off an island in an Alaska storm have not seen any signs that the vessel is leaking fuel or that its hull had been breached. Federal on-scene response coordinator Captain Paul Mahler says the rig Kolik is aground but appears to have been stabilized yesterday. When the storm eases and weather permits, the plan is to get marine experts aboard the rig to take photos and videos and then come up with a salvage plan. The Kolik is carrying 150,000 gallons of fuel and about 12,000 gallons of lube oil and hydraulic fluid. The rig ran aground Monday on a sand and gravel shore off an uninhabited island near Kodiak Island. One person was injured when wind gusts on New Year's Eve caused a tram at the Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood to hit a tram tower. Alyeska Ski Resort spokesman Jason Lott says the incident forced guests who were dining at Seven Glaciers Restaurant at the top of the mountain to come down by chairlift and snowcat. He says there were a total of 80 guests dining at the restaurant at the time. Lott says there were two guests and three employees in the first car and two employees in the second car at the time of the incident. He says one of the guests sustained minor injuries. Lott says the tram will remain closed while resort mechanics assess the situation. Harriet Drummond's seat on the Anchorage Assembly is attracting candidates. Six people are competing to fill Harriet Drummond's soon-to-be-empty West Anchorage seat after she was elected to the State House. She'll be resigning from the Assembly early this month. The candidates include former City Budget Director and State Budget Director Cheryl Frasca, civic activist Gordon Glazier, retired school teacher David Neese, and former school board member Tim Steele, who are also seeking the seat. Remaining candidates are military veteran Jerry Walton, contractor Jason Agri, and former assembly member and former acting mayor Matt Klayman. The assembly will appoint a replacement at its meeting on January 15th. On Monday, we brought you some of the top stories for 2012 in Juneau and Southeast as a region. And today we take a look at some of the top stories by community starting in Sitka, where the fate of the lone survivor of a Coast Guard helicopter crash and an improbable legislative win by a not-quite-graduated college student made headlines last year. Robert Woolsey has more on the story.
Lieutenant Lance Leone survived the crash of a Coast Guard helicopter 2 years ago. The loss of his three crewmates was tragic. Now, the young co-pilot seems likely to lose his wings. A hearing in March cleared Leone of criminal charges, but Alaska's top commander subsequently filed a reprimand that may block Leone's advancement and ground him permanently. Leone told the full story of the crash to KCAW in an exclusive interview in November.
Flying through the air at 125 knots, and hitting the wires at approximately 115 feet. At that point, we were a projectile.
Sitkan Jonathan Christ Tompkins won an upset victory over four-term incumbent Bill Thomas of Haines to take a seat in the state legislature. 23-year-old Christ Tompkins, who has yet to complete his final thesis for Yale University, jumped into the summertime Democratic primary without an opponent and polled surprisingly well. After hard campaigning and a close general election that came down to absentees and a recount, Christ Tompkins eked out a win, and Thomas cried foul.
I was such an asshole. You know, he lied on so many things, and he was supposed to run a clean campaign, and he didn't.
Sitkins have new appreciation for the humble blue fish tote after 19-year-old Ryan Harris spent over 24 hours adrift off Kruzoff Island in one following the sinking of the Caitlin Ray in September. His skipper, Stoney Mac Huffman, used the tote's lid as a raft while he climbed into a survival suit. The Coast Guard hoisted both men to safety after Harris was spotted by a Good Samaritan. Other top news of the year, Sitka hosted the 100th anniversary Grand Camp in early October. Alaska's High Court ruled in April in favor of a citizens' initiative allowing for voter approval of large land disposals. Herring seiners in March had their largest quota in modern history, but caught less than half. and a newborn baby discovered in a harbor restroom 18 years ago returned to thank her rescuers.
My past is my past, but my future is what I look forward to.
That's Carissa Amrine, and in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, where 2012 was a year of change for government. Supporters and opponents waged a campaign over the formation of a new borough, expanding the planning and taxing authority of the municipal government to a much larger area.
I feel we are all in this together, and together we will have a stronger voice in the future of our area.
What happens when overbearing zoning laws and property taxes take over an area?
So far, it appears a majority of area voters approved that change during a state-run mail-out election in December. So 2012 will likely be the last for the city of Petersburg, which will dissolve and be reborn as a borough government. The final election results are set to be certified by the state in early January. Meanwhile, the town lost a court battle to keep its current representation in the state legislature. The Alaska Redistricting Board's reapportionment plan for Southeast put Petersburg in a new House district with Juneau instead of keeping it in with smaller panhandle communities.
Oh my gosh, the ferry just crashed into Ocean Beauty!
The early May crash of the Matanuska into Ocean Beauty's cannery was captured by a passenger in this YouTube video. The Marine Highway System blamed the accident on a strong tidal current and maneuvering error by the ship's captain. As a result, the seafood company did not operate the Petersburg plant this year. The crew of the Petersburg-based Coast Guard cutter Anna Kappa fired upon and sank a derelict Japanese fishing vessel in April in the Gulf of Alaska. That ship and other flotsam were among the first arrivals to U.S. waters after drifting thousands of miles across the Pacific from the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in northern Japan. Meanwhile, a major reconstruction of Petersburg's downtown streets got underway in September. The project to rebuild the roads, drainage, and sidewalks continues in the springtime and will be finished by next fall. Petersburg also celebrated the opening of a new fire station and started up construction of a new public library and finalized plans for replacement of the town's oldest harbor. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
A debate over the location of a new public library, bonding propositions, and a political misstep were just some of the top stories in 2010 for the first city. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak. After weighing in on two competing ballot initiatives and much community debate, voters in August passed a proposition allowing a new public library to be located anywhere within city limits, permitting the Ketchikan City Council to select the preferred location on Copper Ridge Road. In October, Ketchikan voters also approved a $5.2 million bond proposition to pay for the construction of the new library. During that same election, voters also approved a $7.2 million bond for construction of a new downtown fire station. Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson was elected to a third term. Johansson, however, gave up his position as House Majority Leader after walking out of an organizational meeting of the Republican-led House Majority Caucus in November. Johansson later held meetings in Ketchikan where constituents voiced their general disapproval of Johansson's actions, some asking for his resignation.
If I step out trying to do something about statewide issues that someday are going to affect Ketchikan, and I did that in error, then I am sorry, and I apologize to the voters of District 1 that I took my eye off the District 1 ball.
In other community news, the Pioneers of Alaska Grand Convention was held in Ketchikan with more than 200 sourdoughs in attendance, and in January, completion of the Swan Tie Electrical Intertie was officially celebrated with a Flip the Switch event at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. The $100 million project took more than 30 years to complete. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
Oil prices are rising sharply this morning with the Brent crude oil at $112.53 a barrel and West Texas Intermediate crude at $93.40 a barrel. Gold is up $18 this morning in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,693 an ounce. Silver is up $1.15, currently at $31.49 an ounce.